Turkey's president has warned that Ankara will soon wage fresh incursions in Syria as the country boosts its military presence along the border.
We are determined to extend the dagger we have put into the heart of the terror entity project through the Euphrates Shield operation with new moves. Soon we will take new and important steps regarding this matter. It is clear that the situation in Syria is way outside the boundaries of a war on a terror organization.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the new operations will be similar to those conducted in northern Syria last August. The Turkish president has also implied that the war in Syria goes beyond fighting Daesh and may lead to a Kurdish state. Turkey strongly opposes the presence of Kurdish YPG militants in Syria, accusing the group of links with Kurdish militants in Turkey who have committed acts of terrorism. Last year, the country's armed forces cleared an area in northern Syria from the militants in an operation dubbed the Euphrates Shield. Turkish media are reporting an extensive buildup of military hardware in the border province of Kilis. Political commentator Gordon Duff told us earlier that both the Syrian army and the YPG have agreed on joint operations to block Turkey from coming into Syria.
Only 3 days ago, the YPG and the Syrian Arab Army signed agreements to open joint operation rooms, particularly, and there's no question about this, to block Turkey from coming in exactly where they plan on coming in. This is a very tense situation. It's going to lead to a broad military standoff. And Russia is walking the razor's edge here with strong economic ties to Turkey, a stronger relationship between Putin and Erdogan, and this relationship between Erdogan and really it's Syria being pushed to the forefront.